Eat shit, Joe Rogan. We're podcasting too.
Hey, whoa.
Hey, dude. He was the only podcast until now. Now there's two. And so watch out, man. We're about to carve out part of your audience.
I would love to see a big, you know, those fights. It's like a YouTuber will fight a real fighter. They should do Joe Rogan fights the other 9 top 10 podcast hosts.
Oh, dude. And
they're all against him. So it's like
Michael Barbaro from The Daily. Wow. Like, I don't know what Michael Barbaro looks like, but I just picture a 3-foot tall man who's also 500 pounds. He just looks like a couch.
He's like swinging Marc Maron around, hitting Michael Barbaro with Marc Maron.
Are those the biggest podcasts, Joe Rogan, The Daily, and WTF?
No, it's always something like you wouldn't think. It'll be like, how it works. And you're like, oh.
How it works.
Forget.
I actually love that podcast.
My favorite murderer is like always number 1 or 2. And
oh, dude, yeah.
The Daily. And
fucking Karen in Georgia versus
Ben
Rogan.
Ben Shapiro. I would like to see Ben Shapiro and Joe Rogan fight.
If every possible outcome of that would be great. Joe Rogan beating the shit out of Ben Shapiro would be so great. And then Ben Shapiro winning would be pretty interesting, too. Okay. Oh, dude, This American Life.
This American
Joe
Life.
Joe Rogan fighting Ira Glass would be so funny. Oh, man. I think we got them all. Those are all the podcasts. Damn. Wait, Don't Tell Me. Joe Rogan fighting the entire panel of Wait, Don't Tell Me. Though Alonzo Bowden would probably fuck him up, dude.
I don't know. I want to see it.
Me too. Office Ladies. That's the show with Pam and Angela from The Office.
Yeah, who should we fight? We should fight...
Definitely women. has to be a woman.
That's
I'll fight anyone who's female. No, it's not sexism, it's just practicality, man. Also, I'll lose to most women. And,
yeah.
Okay. Let's make a list of who I could beat in a fight, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to...
I could beat Tom Green's ass.
You think you could beat up Tom Green?
I could beat the shit out of Tom Green.
I think definitely together we could beat up Tom Green.
We could beat up Tom Green.
I did it. Were we
David
on the
Spade?
Same show?
I could beat up David Spade.
I don't know if you could, man.
I could.
He's got that goatee now.
He has a really bad back pain.
Does he?
Yeah.
Well, so do you.
Yeah, but he's old.
That's true.
Yeah.
Lights out, you know?
That's right. That's right.
There's a reason you called your show that. It's because I'm going to punch you in the face.
I bet Adam Sandler could kick both of our asses, though. He seems like he's got some strength.
Yeah, plus he's a little crazy.
And he seems to be aging pretty well.
Yeah.
So I think he must know something.
Totally.
I bet he's doing that same shit Tom Brady does, but he just keeps it secret. And he's like sleeping.
He plays football?
Yeah. I think he's in the NFL.
He wins Super Bowls, and he just keeps it secret. Secret Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just, I bet he eats good stuff, and he's healthy, and I don't eat enough good stuff.
I've heard he's very happy, and that makes sense. The only way to be happy when you're old is to eat vegetables.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that.
Yeah, eat vegetables. You got to run or something.
Full speed.
When's the last time you ran as fast as you could?
Yesterday. Yesterday morning.
Because I'll tell you, running as fast as I tried it the other day. I ran as fast as I could with my mask on.
Oof.
And I'm sure no one knew what was happening.
You get sick. If I run with my mask on, I get a cold.
Yeah.
That's how much of a coward I am.
It's just so weird. Is there any point in running as fast as you can? If there's no, for just for fun?
Well, to get away from the guy.
I wasn't trying to get away from anybody. I was just trying to see. And man.
You were just trying to see what would happen?
I was just trying to see. Can I still run? Like, how fast is as fast as I can run?
How fast do you think it was that you ran?
Dude, it couldn't be that fast. I mean, like, when I'm jogging, I can jog a mile in, like, 9 minutes.
Wow.
Which is bad.
That's really slow.
So if I'm running as fast as I can, what is 9 minutes? I'm probably running like 6 miles an hour.
What's 9 minutes if you're fast?
I don't know. It can't be much. I'm still slower than a car that's like not, you're not even pushing the gas. It's just like a rolling car.
Totally. Doesn't that suck?
Yeah.
Wait.
I'm so slow.
How far did you run?
Oh, God. Couldn't have been long. It's my whole body started to hurt really bad.
Damn. I know. I can't. I have like, I can't remember the last time I ran as fat. By the way, I think it's worth saying, I would not only would I never fight a woman, I would never fight anyone, and if I ever did, I would definitely lose. I just wanted to be clear.
Yeah, you would defend like someone.
Yeah, of course.
Right, you would, and then I bet you'd win. You'd get that like mom strength where you're lifting a car and you could
throw it. Yeah. I turn green when I get mad,
but I
do not get stronger. We talked about this last week. Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Do you think you could beat me up?
Ooh, I don't think so. I think you got me with height and wingspan.
Yeah, I also think you're like I hate fighting, and I haven't really done it, so I don't think I'd be good. Also, it scares me.
Yeah.
So definitely, I have all that as a hindrance. But I'll also say I'm super emotional. And there would come a moment where I would, like, freak out and just start kind of windmilling.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if you have that element of your psyche. Like, obviously, you get mad and stuff, but
yeah.
I don't think you're as emotional as me.
No, I don't have any. Mm. I don't have, and I don't know. I think I get, you ever have those people that go, when I get mad, I cry, and I'm like, that's weird.
that's me.
I mean, I don't understand that getting crossed up. Like,
oh, really?
I don't get it. I cry. But I do cry, like, when something's good.
Yeah.
When a movie's really good, I'll cry, even if it's not sad.
And you'll cry when you're sad.
I guess I just don't get mad that much. I also don't like, here's what I will say. You could probably beat me in a fight, but I bet I could get out of a fight. I'm really proud of my ability to get out of a fight. Like,
sure.
I'm using judo before it even gets physical. I'm using you. No. Yeah. I'm like, you don't know it, but I've gotten out of, I've been really good at getting out of fights.
Me too. That's exactly why I've never been in a fight.
Yeah.
Because you know what? It turns out, if you don't want to be in a fight, what you got to do is look the person in the face and just act respectful. It really is it. Like, so many people are like, God, I'm always getting in fights. Smash cut to them, like, throwing hot coffee on somebody.
Yeah.
And be like, I don't know what happened. Like, well, they called me a bitch, and I threw coffee on them, and all of a sudden, I'm fist fighting them. And it's like, yeah, well, it sounds like you did that.
Yeah, I see it all the time. I've seen most every time I'm in public, even now, and it's like, can we all chill? People always almost like people get to the front of the line at the store. I'm at the store, and the person gets on the front and goes, "Hey, what's taking so long?" And I'm just like, "That could have been a fight.
That could have been a fight."
You're just being mean to someone you don't know, and then the other guy's like, "Hey, whatever. That's how it is. That's how it's going. You don't like it, go to another store." And I'm like, are people just talking this way to each other?
Right.
Like, it blows me away.
Well, I'll say, where I grew up, it's like that all the time.
I can't believe it.
And, I mean, New Yorkers are already, like, culturally pretty abrasive. But where I'm from, everybody's culturally abrasive, doesn't have the cultural identity of the city, and everyone's poor. So it's just like, people don't give a shit. And they're, like, ready to go. And there's a lot of... like, aggressive talking, and as a result, though, all the people that don't want to do that don't.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I'm pretty shocked in L.A., people will be pretty brazen who, like, I know, like, you can look at them and be like, they can't fight.
Yeah.
And they'll just be like, what's with this line? And where I come from,
yeah,
you don't do that.
No. You don't. That is it's literally like unacceptable to me.
Yeah.
I was at this hotel and it's checking in. You know, there's a line, there's one lady at the desk, and then there's a line. And I'm like third in line. It's taking a while. You know, it's always a thing. Oh, this card, that card. And then the lady behind me, I've been there longer.
Yeah.
She's been there like 30 seconds. She's like, unacceptable for me to wait. It's a pandemic and a depression.
Right.
I should still be. And it's also, it's like a hotel. I'm just like, the level of privilege is like, you're staying in a room someone cleans.
No shit.
Like, and then she like steps out of line and she's talking to me and she's like, what's going on? And I'm like, it's a, you know, line, whatever.
We're waiting.
Then she gets in front of me in line, like totally disregarding the 6 feet thing, all up in my space, gets in front of me, and then starts trying to like talk to the lady. And she goes, hey, hey, lady, like being mean.
Whoa.
And she goes, does anyone else work here? All I want to do is check in. Like, we're in line doing a different thing.
Right.
She's like, I just want to check in. It'll take like 2 seconds.
Wow.
And it's like, we're all, and I couldn't believe just the, dude. Like, do you just go through life like this? It's crazy to me.
Yeah. The instinct to be rude.
Unreal.
To someone, you know what's funny is that, like, it should probably be the reverse. But I at least understand the instinct to be rude to someone you love, you know? Like, it's bad. But like,
it's bad. It is bad.
You have a familiarity. You have, like, a personal connection. Like, you can like, get to a place where it's, like, upsetting that they do things because they know you, you know? Yeah. I still don't think you should be rude to people you love, obviously. But like,
yeah, I think you can be rude to your friends from high school. Like, they start wearing right. a new kind of hat, you can go, fuck that hat.
But that's not even that really for? Being rude. That's contextually
but
being
But if you
funny.
Do that to a stranger, that's a fight.
Right. And I think it took me a long time to realize, like, granted, sometimes there's just a bully, and you can't do anything about that. Those people, you just fight them, and they're, like, hateful people.
Yeah.
But other than that, I've successfully avoided fights because I don't want to. And I don't think a lot of people who get in a lot of fights know that the reason they're fighting is that they want to. But they want to.
Right. You were fighting before there was punching.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I'm like,
in
they're
your
like,
head.
Isn't it weird that verbal fights lead to physical fights? All of them start verbal. Interesting.
Right.
Wonder when we could stop it. Wonder when we could figure this out.
I almost had, there were people I knew in college who would go to parties looking for fights, and that's fucking stupid.
Unreal.
But at least, like, they knew that about themselves. You know what I mean?
Remember that song, the Elton John song where he goes, Saturday night's the night for fighting? I'm going around kicking ass.
It's like,
really? He's like, switchblades.
So many...
Like, that's what's going on?
Dude, can I tell you, this is a thing I've never really told anybody. I was afraid of touring in the South at first, and it's for a very specific reason. I lived in Nashville as a kid for a while, but it was like 9 to 12 years old. Mm-hmm. Other than that, my interactions with the South were like stereotypes you see on TV, and then like two or three, like a handful of friends I'd gotten over the years, all of whom just casually told me that the entire time they were, like, 17 to 24, they went out every weekend day and got in fights at bars. And I was like, oh, that's the South. That's what everybody does. They just get hammered and they fight. And I was just like, I don't want to do that. And so when I was touring through the South the first time at every bar, right. I was, like, really nervous. Because I thought that's just what happens outside Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I would assume you're probably not getting booked at those bars.
Yeah.
The fight bar is probably not booking you, which is good.
One would hope.
You wouldn't want to be booked by fight bar.
I wouldn't want to be thought of as that kind of comedian.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think that just kind of naturally sorts itself, but, I've been booked in, and then about 5 minutes into my set realized, and then been like, I need to get out of here quick.
Yeah, like the bar from fucking Blues Brothers.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, like
Chicken
like
Wire Bar.
Really rough bars. But those aren't, I think now I know that that's to avoid. But I mean,
it's also not exclusive to the South. Like, you know, I said, I grew up
Boston.
In a rough place. I mean, Boston, yeah, is just that, it's just one big bar. Like, one big. 1 year, the Dropkick Murphys played at the Birch Hill Nightclub in Old Bridge, New Jersey, which is a place I saw a lot of punk shows. They played there on St. Paddy's Day. Because they were banned from playing St. Paddy's Day in Boston because people died at their show the year before.
What?
Died.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, this is awesome. I can't believe I get to see Dropkick Murphys on St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah, I might die. But it'll be in another state.
Totally. Dude, it was wild. There were Nazis at the show, and my best friend
what?
Was Asian, and we had to like...
What? So like dressed like Nazis?
Nazis.
Wow.
Well, because, like, Dropkick Murphys, I don't think they're Nazis. But they are
skinhead
punks.
Right. And like, I don't think Conor McGregor's a Nazi, but every Nazi's favorite boxer.
Right. Exactly. Same kind of thing. And they like, yes, exactly. So Nazis love them. And it's because, like, you know, skinhead culture actually started, I don't know exactly how it started, but it was like working class British ska fans. And they were like black and white skinheads who were like, yeah, reggae dudes. And that was like really tied in with punk.
Is British ska the same as the kind I know?
Yeah,
it's
well, there's
hard
a lot
to
of
imagine a Nazi enjoying ska.
Well, that's the funny thing, and I didn't realize this till later. But like there's a lot of waves of ska, and I'm sure I'm getting the history somewhat wrong. But ska, as I was told, started because in Africa, like whatever traditional music would play on the radio, and whatever like the radio bands were really shitty or whatever, or maybe there was no bass in a lot of people's radios or something, and there was just something about the way it was broadcast where you could only hear the uptick. And so ska and reggae are like, it's really two-tone music. It's like dun 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 dun. That's why reggae is like that. It's just a slowed down version of ska, and we think ska is punk with horns, but if you listen to ska music, it's in din, 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 din. That's what ska is.
I just think of Tony Hawk. I think of
right
skating around.
So like then, I'm pretty sure. Again, I'm so dumb. I might not know what the fuck I'm talking about. But second wave ska is like the Specials and the English Beat and shit. And that was all in the late '70s and '80s in England, and all of those bands, they talk about like moon stomping, and that's because they were half of them were skinheads who wore suspenders and boots and cuffed jeans and had shaved heads and like skanked to ska music, and then they would go fight Nazis in the street because they were at the same shows.
Good God.
Yeah, so like then there were bands like Coxbar and stuff that started making oi music, and like that's like all working class punk rock made by working class people. And it's just like really basic driving punk rock, and they would chant oi, 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 and that shit was loved by skinheads too. And then neo-Nazis appropriated the shaved head suspenders boots look, so it wasn't theirs first. No. But anyway.
That's Nazis for you.
They'll just take anything.
They'll take anything.
Here's the other thing, though. Nazi skinheads will say this shit to you, and they're like, so we had it first. And it's like, yeah, but it's theirs now, man. Sorry. Move on. Get a different shirt you wear.
Right. They're not good at letting shit go.
You just got to, I'm sorry, man. Like, I know it hurts that the way you dress was taken by racists, but the whole world knows it as the way that the racists dress.
Yeah, man. That mustache. They get a.
Totally.
It's the thing. That's how it goes. Sorry.
You're just going to have to get dreadlocks, I think.
Yeah.
Or something. Anything different.
Or maybe that look wasn't destined to last if the Nazis dig it. You know, like if for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, take the most, like if Nazis loved Brian Regan, which they don't.
Right. They might, actually.
They don't.
You sure?
I don't think they do.
I don't know, man. Nazis love Fig Newton. I've always
then they'd
that.
Be mad about him making fun of him.
Oh, that's true. Hey, by the way, welcome to what's it called?
Oh, yeah. Good cold open.
I know.
Top
solid.
Top five cold opens.
We it took 47 minutes.
Did it?
Nah, 18.
Oh, my God.
I just want to say the number 47 again.
It's a good number. Welcome to What's It Called?
I'm Dave Ross.
I'm Caleb Sinan. We're in person.
We're in person. We're in a park, dude. I want to finish hearing about how Nazis hate Brian Regan, though.
Well, I would say that it's just like, maybe there's a reason Nazis don't like Brian Regan.
Yeah?
Because he's good.
You think, that's so funny.
Even if your thing is like not explicitly right, if it's Nazi's favorite, probably not the best. That mustache is bad before Hitler did it.
Right.
Not good.
That's a good point.
Yes.
Wow. That is like an interesting characteristic of Nazis is like, obviously they like hate and hate's bad, but none of their tastes are good.
No, I was reading this one thing about them, their national anthem, they would always play it really fast. And like, if you ever wanted to do like a nice, wistful, piano slowed down, thoughtful version, they would like kill you because they were Nazis. They'd be like, "Blit, fuck!" Like they were like nuts. They didn't do anything right.
Yeah, Wagner sucks, dude.
Yeah, he's horrible.
Volkswagen's
fuck
tiny.
They don't. Nothing they liked was good.
also, this take that people have always had, like, but their graphic design though. That's what people say. The graphic design's great. And
yeah,
it's like
did they steal the swastika? They stole that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was another thing.
It's also like, you know, just shut up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's like, does that need to be said? Somebody's gotta stick up for graphic design. Somebody.
Yeah, dude. I went to Art Center and I'm sick of people talking shit about Nazis.
Right. It's like, come on. Please.
Yeah, dude. You're you know, you're gonna get to work for an ad agency, I promise.
Right. I also wonder if that's the secret handshake. Like, if you're a neo-Nazi, you got to kind of lay low, and you go, graphic design's good, though, right? And then the other person goes, yeah. And you go, yeah, that's it, though, right? And you go, And then that's how you know.
You know what I've always thought about Nazis? I wish I could not see them.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Let's name...
Nazi Nazis. I wish I could not see Nazis. And that is my hot take.
That's a good take.
Thanks, man.
Do we need to name anything? I can't remember if we're supposed to
name
a bunch of
stuff.
Well,
we did talk about how we might do a lightning round of names.
Yeah, we should do that at some point.
We do, but I don't want to, man. I don't want to. You know why? It's not like I never want to. I like it. But, dude, we're in a park. We're in a shitty park with a really gross soccer goal.
Yeah, this is like a park Will Smith would walk around in I Am Legend, and yes. It would let you know something had happened.
Yeah, totally.
And I'm like, whoa, damn.
It feels like the ghost of a soccer game is going to appear. Like, man, I wonder what this used to be like. Like, we're in Pleasantville after the bomb went off.
You know what's really funny is that, like, in, like, 100 years, someone will be walking in this park, and they'll get a real weird urge to name something, and it'll be because of our dead energy.
Yeah.
It'll be because we both died podcasting in this park. We're going to be like silly ghosts.
Yeah, silly ghosts.
Yeah, these ghosts got to have unfinished business that's serious. Ours is going to be like, episode 1,000.
That's so funny.
Our unfinished business.
And our version of the end of Return of the Jedi is we're just sitting in this park being like, all right, what's the name? Okay, let's rename Joe Biden's dick. And it's like the year 2 million.
And then we're like, they like send us back to hell. And then we're down there. We're like, I forgot to plug my show in Chattanooga.
It's literally the singularity has happened. And we're like, what's a funny name for a black hole?
That's what I hope the afterlife is. That's
Silly Ghosts is, like, honestly, if you were like, Dave, I want to actually formally change the name of this podcast to Silly Ghosts. And then,
that should at least be the name of this episode.
Silly Ghosts. It's so good. Yeah, we're Silly Ghosts. I'm not like those other ghosts that are like moaning and obsessed with the lights. Nah, I'm
silly. Hey, what's
silly.
Your name for? We're going to rename hell while we're down. Hey, devil.
Hot butt. Hey, hot butt.
Hey. Don't call me hot butt. I'm the devil.
No, I'm not calling you hot butt. I'm calling your house hot butt. Hell's hot butt, and you're the owner. So what happens? Who lives in hot butt?
Well, we know Hitler's
shit,
in hot,
hot
butt.
Hot shit. You're hot shit, and this is hot butt. Hey, you've been good in your life. Then you go up to cold butt. But
dude, Clayton English has one of my favorite bits. Where he's like, when I get to hell, I'm still gonna be me. So I'm gonna go up to the devil and be like, I thought you'd be taller.
Damn.
The rest of, for like 1,000 years, the devil's insecure. Pretty, I'm like 5'11".
Damn, dude, Clayton English is so funny.
One of the funniest ever. There's been a truck backing up for...
Yeah, or a smoke alarm.
Yeah, something.
It is really off-putting and distracting, and
yeah,
I'm glad it
but
stopped.
That's the sound that means it's time for the... No.
Yeah, that's we right.
I would love to do a sound effect episode.
Dude, that's so funny. An outdoor late-night show.
Ooh.
Where, like, you just have to do bits when they randomly come up. Like, the truck backing up means, it's the tweets of the week.
Yeah. Right.
Which, God, kill me if I ever have one of shows like one of those shows. There's so many shows where they just do all the same bits. Did you see that there's a TV show called Name That Tune?
Whoa.
Yeah. And I just can only imagine it's gonna be hosted by Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart, featuring your panelists, Jamie Foxx, Kelly Clarkson, and Kamala Harris. And, yeah, whoever can guess this Elton John song the fastest, you know, gets a car. Or whatever.
Dude, we gotta talk about that Obama and Springsteen are doing What We Do.
What?
They're doing a podcast.
No.
Dude, I was listening to it.
Obama and Springsteen?
They're sitting there going, hey, you got a Stitch Fix is going to get... I'm not kidding.
What?
Leader of the free world, biggest rock star on the planet in the 80s.
Wow, dude.
And then us, we're doing the same thing. They're making more money.
Sure.
But we have the same day where he's like, oh, can you cut out that thing I said about...
Right.
I just want to be clear. I was kidding about a...
And they're doing it distanced, I would imagine.
Yeah.
What's the name of the show?
I think it's called Renegades or something like that.
Renegades.
Yeah. Something like that. It might not be the name, but something.
It's called Born in the USA, and it's all.
I think that
every
might
episode,
be the other title. Let me look it up.
For every episode, Barack Obama's like, "I was born in the USA," and Bruce is like, "No, I was, and I have proof."
There'd be nothing funnier than finding out Bruce Springsteen faked his birth certificate.
It turns, dude, a whole podcast about how Bruce Springsteen was born in Kenya. And it turns out the whole time Born in the USA was just about Obama.
No, dude, it's called Renegades Born in the USA.
No, shut up.
That's the name of it.
Oh, my God, dude. Culture is so bad and dumb. And Obama is such a disappointment now. Look, I'm sure his life was hard and all that shit. Whatever. I get it. I'm saying. Whatever. But fuck, man. He, like... stop being president, and then he was like, I got a Netflix deal. And I was like, what, dude? Really?
Right.
Everybody sells out and everyone's lame. If Kurt Cobain were still alive, he would have just put out an album called Pepsi. For sure. For sure. Kurt Cobain would have like short hair.
No, what if he had done Tarzan instead of Phil Collins?
Yes.
He would have if he was alive.
Dude, he would be a fucking... He would be like, there were good people on both sides, or some like, he would be some kind of dumbass.
I would love to just see him, his chair spinning around on The Voice, and he's like, Team Kurt!
Totally.
Team Kurt! And then Blake Shelton's like, oh, no, Kurt.
I have a new podcast. It's called Smells Like Teen Kurt. And
oh, man, what if Kurt Cobain had a podcast with George W. Bush? Oh, man.
Wow. Man, and it's called In Utero 9/11.
I mean, there's nothing funnier than that. Nothing funnier than In Utero 9/11.
Dude, a podcast with Kurt Cobain and George W. Bush.
Oh, man.
And it's about art.
Yeah, it's well, y'all want to talk about how we met? It was cocaine.
How we met?
It was cocaine.
Yeah. We met backstage at a Bee Gees show in 1998.
I don't know. Is there a more disappointing combination?
Oh, dude, Barack. I like Bruce Springsteen and Barack Obama. I like them both. But come on, dude.
Yeah, it's just lame. It's like,
I've been Twitch streaming every week. every week, Bruce and I.
You just imagine also being like, you're Bruce Springsteen. You get a text from Bob, and he's like, oh, we got to get that Patreon episode up by Thursday.
He's like, oh, God.
Like, he's like, shit.
Dude, that's so funny. That's so funny to think because, oh, my God. Everything you've ever worked on with someone, every time you've ever worked with someone, there's been some disagreements.
Right.
You and I have the least of any.
Well, because we intentionally built a podcast where there couldn't be one.
But even then, we've had like a conversation or two about the show itself, right, where it's like, hey, we should do this.
You were like, I want to be silly. And I said, zany. You said, fuck you.
Yeah, totally. And then we fought and ran full speed. And then and then we started recording this episode. And but like, dude, that's so funny to think. It totally either has happened or will.
Yeah.
Where Barack Obama's going to be like, hey, we got to record. And Bruce's like, you know, some weeks I don't even want to talk to that guy. He like turns to his wife and he's like, you know, I know he's the first black president, but sometimes I just wish he would shut up. You know?
It's like, that tape's
leave me
gonna
alone.
Come out.
I have depression. Okay. He's, like, wiping, he's, like, crying and, like, dabbing his face with the American flag bandana in his back pocket.
It's also, I can't imagine they both get, like, Obama probably be like, yeah, this with the, you know, ISIS and then the war in Yemen. And then Bruce is like, yeah, it reminds me of when I did Nebraska. Remember that album? That's almost as important as that war. And Obama's like, yeah, Bruce, yeah, that's just like the war.
Totally. I wish that were true, but I feel like Obama's perspective lately is like, entertainment is cool. Like, that's,
yeah.
And he's like, I mean, sure, I was president. You know, no, you know, I was president, but you know, I can't like write a poem.
What's so funny to me is that, like, this is why it's so weird. The last before Biden, at least Biden's gonna be so old, he will not start a podcast when he's done.
Totally.
But it's like Bill Clinton and Obama get to live for like 50 more years after they're president. They started so young.
Totally.
It's just like Obama still like wants to do stuff. He's not like an old man like sitting by the fire.
Wow.
It's like he still has this drive. And it's like, how do you top? He's right. Trying to top Commander-in-Chief
right.
And like the light on the hills, city on the hill country. And it's like, and he can't do it. You Dude. Can't. You Spotify and Netflix are not going to replace
right.
being that.
Legalizing gay marriage. Like, it's just not going to happen.
He's you go from most powerful man on the planet to, like, Joe Rogan's more powerful than you now.
Right.
Ooh, Oprah, wow. Ellen.
Dude.
Like, he went from one to, like, 803.
Obama chasing the dragon is not going to end well.
No.
I imagine his twilight years, he's like 90. He like fucking crashes an oil tanker into a shore. And he's like, remember me? I'm still here, motherfucker.
Well, it's that we haven't had anything like this where it's like, you're a president so young. Like JFK was a young president, didn't get to get old. Teddy Roosevelt didn't really get that old. He didn't live that long, and he was a psycho. But it's like, now it's like, we have this modern young president who's still like, I can still jog around. I'm still good looking. I got a lot of free time, and I want to do stuff. And it's like, we might meet that guy.
I know.
We might run into him at the podcast festival.
Right.
And he's got the same lanyard as us.
Totally. We might, like, talk to his assistant.
Yeah.
About... You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I'll, you know what? I'm not going to sell myself short. I'm going to put it out, the energy out there. I'm going to do Barack Obama's podcast one day.
I'll be on there.
This is the secret.
And I'll interrupt him.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I will never, that would be so intimidating.
God. Oh, yeah. First of all, he is huge. Have you ever seen him, like, for real?
He's no, I've never seen him in person.
He's, like, 35 feet tall. You know how Ant-Man can get big?
Yeah.
Obama can do that too. and Bruce Springsteen is really small. A lot of people
is
don't know
really?
This. Yeah, dude, he's 7 inches tall.
Oh,
yeah, totally. So, yeah, Bruce Springsteen can fit in Barack Obama's pocket.
Please, someone tweet it up. Photoshop Bruce Springsteen in Obama's pocket. I'll print it out, put it on my wall. I love that.
Yeah, they have to put an effect on his voice to make it sound like that.
Yeah.
Because his real voice sounds like this. He's like a chipmunk. It was, yeah. Alvin Theodore. Shit.
Alvin that, Theodore shit.
That bit would have been better if I remembered the three names of the chipmunks.
Oh, what's Alvin Theodore. Wow, who is the other one?
Charlie?
Tweet at us whatever the third one is.
It's the small one. Alvin's the leader. Theodore's the nerd, and there's the short round one.
Ooh.
Chubbs?
Chubbs, probably not Chubbs.
Bubbles?
Bubbles. Something in between Chubbs and Bubbles.
Browntown?
Browntown.
Shirtman?
Tom Selleck.
Small Chipmunk.
Phil Donahue.
Phil Donahue. Totally. Maury.
Ricky Ricardo.
I'm going to say it's Ricky Ricardo. Alvin.
Paul Sorvino.
But anyway, Bruce is the fourth chipmunk was the whole.
Is it? Yeah, well, I like that. Yeah. We'll go back and fix that riff. Don't you? You ought to get that on Patreon.
Fix that riff. Dude, that's a fun show. Will we bring people on to repair the riffs from their podcast?
Oh, man.
This week I was trying to do a thing where I was comparing Cactus Cooler to Orange Fanta, but I couldn't remember the name of Cactus Cooler.
I wanted to be like that guy in Elf who fixes the children's books.
I don't remember this reference.
You know, he's the little guy from Game of Thrones, and he's also an elf, and Elf thinks he's an elf because he's short.
It's funny. This is like an Inception. You're anyway. Like doing the thing.
But he's like the book doctor where they hire him and he comes in. He's like, all right, I got three ideas.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I don't remember this part of the movie.
You got to watch Elf every year, Dave.
Oh, sorry. I'm
it's
sorry.
Good.
It is good.
Peter
it's
Dinklage.
Really funny. Peter Dinklage. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, but yeah, it's like the guy you fly in, like in The Wolf in Pulp Fiction. He flies in and fixes the
And we're fixing riffs.
We both wear tuxedos.
That's so funny, dude. All right. How long do you have till you have to release the podcast? You know, like, it comes out on Fridays and it's 11 p.m. Like, okay, we got this. You go into the bathroom, sit down, lock the door. We'll we'll cover it. You wash the brains out of the car.
Yeah, I like the Riff Doctor. That's fun.
The Riff Doctor.
The Riff Doctor.
Dude, that's what...
That should be that. Yeah, Dave the Dave Man Ross and the Riff Doctor.
Yes, dude.
We finally named it.
Yeah, on KJJJ.
It's always funny when they tell you the initials of the station. Like, I don't have to... Why would I need to know?
You know, actually, I actually know why. You
why
know,
is
actually,
that?
I know actually. That's how I talk.
Why is why?
I'll tell you why it's why. Having been a radio DJ, I found out why. Because technically the people own the airwaves. That's American law. The FCC is renting out the airwaves to each radio station, and that's why they only have a limited bandwidth that they can broadcast to in each market.
What?
And because of this, they have to legally, once an hour, say the call letters and the frequency so the people know what they're listening to. That's like just a law.
Whoa.
And I don't really know why that does anything for me as a person, but it's
is that
the law.
A law they wrote? I feel like they wrote that back when you needed, like, when lighthouses were very important.
Right. It's like the same person.
I got to know what I'm listening to.
Yeah.
What is this?
If you pan down from the person's face who wrote that law, you see that their name is written on their underwear.
All the laws written with a feather are a little weird now.
Yes.
You must remind the people what's on the airwaves.
Totally. Like, who gives a shit?
We got to pause for station identification.
It was a law made before, like, when radio was broadcast, like, out of random speakers. Like, I have a radio. It tells me what's going on.
Right.
It's on the little thing.
Yeah. That's what I always say. Like, we got to pause for it. And I'll be like, what?
I guess old radios, you had to approximate it. It was like a dial and a little line that went across. Remember that?
Right. Yeah. And you didn't really know. And all of them were broken. And they were all also, you talk into them. You'd go, help. Help. Who is this?
Right.
Every radio is also.
Am I the only person in Alaska? Oh, man. Dude, let's bang out some names, shall we?
Let's bang them.
This one we were talking about. By the way, if you want us to name something, your kids, your dog, your business, your car, your anything, the email is whatthehellisitcalled@gmail.com. And our plan is to name everything we are asked to. So, yeah, send away if you want. The subject of this email is, we were just talking about this, want to name a person, which I just love. And
I love that.
I'm going to
I'm going to read their email. Hey, love you guys in the podcast. My pronouns are she/they. Just a heads up. Sorry for grammatical and spelling errors. My dyslexic and ADHD riddled brain has a hard time. Man, I get it. I've never been diagnosed ADHD, but I dance anytime I read. We talked about this last week. I dance around the page.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
It's really hard.
What? Yeah. And then they say this. Do you want to try naming me? You guys said a while back that you'd name babies. I'm 15 going on 16, so close enough.
Sweet. Okay.
Love it.
Do you have one locked and loaded?
I don't, but let me read the rest of it. So,
okay, sweet.
And I won't do that with everyone. I just love this, the reasoning so much. I've been struggling a lot with my gender identity over the pandemic and still haven't really found something that fits, probably because I don't understand it myself. Demigirl, which in my case fluctuates in intensity at times, and demifluid /demiflux, because my gender varies, is what I've pinned down so far. My preferences for names would be short gender neutral /gender neutral masculine nicknames or names. I'm cool with dumb shit and jokes, so don't worry about offending me or hurting my feelings. Oh, man, that's so... Especially including that last sentence is so kind and nice because... Yeah, we want to get dumb and joke around, but also I'm very sensitive to the fact that you're in the process of understanding what it is to you, and I don't want to fuck that up for you or
right.
say the wrong thing. But I also want to say, we were talking about this before we recorded. I feel so privileged to be thought of as a person who will be like could be included in this process, even for just a dumb minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I love that you. And people around the world, seemingly more than ever, maybe it's been forever and we just didn't know.
Right.
And I know it's been that to a certain extent, but like people are being very open about it now, very openly
yeah, yeah,
exploring their mind, their feelings, their identity, their gender, and getting very specific about it. And I just love it.
And I'll tell you something else I like. I've noticed a lot this year. A lot of people took this time of lockdown and quarantine
sure, yeah.
to do some self-examination and do a deep dive, and then finding out that hey, this is the time for me, and I love seeing that on Twitter. People who are like, okay, I'm
yeah.
doing it now. I'm coming out. I mean, for me, I just finally, you know, took my bed off the floor, put it on a bed frame. You know, that was me looking inward. Oh,
yeah.
maybe I'll eat vegetables. But like some people did some real work, and I love it. You're coming out, you're doing the thing. It's very inspirational, and I'm if there's one silver lining, you know, spend some time and then it's more healthy. I think that's great.
I love it, man. And I don't know if I told you this because I don't really broadcast it because for me it's not like it's not that intense of a feeling. But I over the course of the past few years have developed a feeling of myself as a little bit genderqueer. Because mm-hmm. my whole life, I've felt more feminine or liked more feminine things. And for a long time, I thought it was just being a softer guy. And then as I get older, I'm like, no, I identify a little feminine. Mm-hmm. And I also, you know, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, I'm straight. And yeah, I'm also a little queer. Like, you know, I'm attracted to men sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Never enough that I feel like I want to act on it. But these are real things about me. I feel femininity within me, and I really like, and it's part of my identity. And so I hold on to that. But I'm not, like, broadcasting it or making it a big part of my public identity because
right.
I feel like if I did that...
Well, it's also up to you.
Of course, yeah. And I feel like I'm not far enough on the spectrum to make it, like... I would be more appropriating people's struggle than I would be affirming myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so saying it on my own podcast and to my friends and just knowing it is nice.
Yeah.
But like, yeah. Wow. I actually can't even believe I just said that. That's interesting.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
It's okay. As long as you're attracted to only hot dudes. The weird... I'm a conservative
yeah.
genderqueer. I only uggo dudes.
Well, it's just
only
an interesting
ones.
Thing, isn't it? To like, we've been told this is all a scale. And if
right.
I think about it, I'm like on the male and masculine side of the scale and on the straight side of the scale, but I'm a little queer as well.
Yeah.
And
like Brian
White. I would bet a lot of people are. That's the other thing is I think I'm choosing to not like make it a big part of my identity because I also think a lot of people,
Like, the idea of this being a scale needs to be broadcast to everybody. I think a lot of people would calm down. You know, a lot of our, like, dumbass fucking people we know from back home who are afraid of being gay.
Yeah, yeah.
Could, like, really chill.
Yeah.
If they could just know that it's a fucking scale, dude. Just relax.
Just relax.
Yeah. Anyway.
But what I was going to say, that's I really liked Ron White's last special, who's oddly, like, we're talking about some comedians who we really respect who are a little transphobic or a lot transphobic.
Right, right.
But Ron White, oddly, weirdly woke on certain things and has been for a while. If you look at his, he's like this bristly, like, Southern guy. But, like, he has this one joke about when he was in, like, the Navy or something.
Yeah.
Where he would get, like, blowjobs for $5 in this other country or whatever.
Yeah.
He was like, and I'll do it. That's what I do all summer long. It's the best deal I've heard of to this day. I thought it was great. And then he's like, and then he found out later they were all transsexual prostitutes.
Ah.
And then, so he's like, so I got my dick sucked like 800 times by transsexual prostitutes. And I found that out and I went, whoa, what's the record?
Wow.
And he has so many jokes about
that,
like,
so easily gone south. Yeah, yeah.
And all of it is just like, he's cool with it. And it, I think it's the most badass thing that he's just like, he does, like, he's one of the blue collar guys, and he's just like, I don't care. You could call me anything. I'll do and say, and he seems to be oddly comfortable with all that. And, like,
yeah.
I think it's pretty cool. I wish there was more of that.
Me too.
Yeah, I love the comfort. Well, we got to come up with a name.
And understanding. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We went on a tangent about me.
Yeah.
Sorry I made it about me. What the
I
fuck?
I love Dave Tangy. Dave Tange.
I also, it's funny, I was like saying that I'm not making it part of my public identity, and I just did. I think is why I ended up talking about it at length.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's, you know, you don't have to like overly make it like, I'll take this whole movement on my back, you know, like some people.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is, I think, well, we're in that period, right, where like, I just didn't have the struggle, because I'm like,
right.
I'm just like, I'm like a masculine reading man who also, like I said, I identify feminine, but I also identify very masculine. And I read that, and I haven't had the fight that a full trans woman has or something.
And that's, you know, you're just a healthy man who's not.
I'm just trying. Yeah, right.
Battling your brain.
That's exactly it.
Bullying yourself.
And I do, we're like entering a period where we're all thinking about that more.
Yeah.
And how do you, how do you say, well, this person's saying it is the thing. This is how you say it. I'm specifically this, demi girl, demi fluid / demi flux.
Demi flux, let me tell you, cool term.
I know.
Demi Flux. I want to see a movie called Demi Flux.
Yeah, it sounds like a dope anime.
Right, and these people, I'm sick of all that. That's awesome. That sounds way better than dude.
Yeah.
Or like guys and girls. I'm a Demi Flux.
Dude, I'm a Demi dude. okay, so short gender neutral / gender neutral masculine nicknames. Short and androgynous. So like... Ike.
How about one?
One. Dude. You know what's funny is that, like, I did a show in Boston once where, like, some fans of mine were in the crowd, and a few of them were trans. I believe there was a trans man there, and there might have been a couple, but there were a few trans people. And they were telling me, like, you wouldn't believe how many trans people are named Xander.
Whoa.
Right.
Okay.
Because they're looking for, like, a new name.
Wow.
And there's also a lot of nerdy trans people.
Xander.
Yeah, Xavier. These
That's
are
good.
Like, yeah. There's
Xander's
a lot of
good.
Like hero names being taken and given by into trans people.
I was just
people.
Working with that comic Zoltan. What a cool name, Zoltan.
Zoltan is such a dope
Get
name.
Get a good Z name going. Zoltan.
Zoltan's good. How about
Xandar?
Yeah, I mean, if you want short, gender-neutral, you know what's completely gender-neutral is something that doesn't even acknowledge that you're, that it's you or it or anything is a person. You know what I mean?
Right.
What if your name was Zap?
Zap. That's fun. Zap's here. Hell yeah, Zap.
Dude, Zap is a fucking...
I like that.
Okay, we'll
Zap.
Go with Zap. I also think Zoltan's good.
Zoltan. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Zoltan.
Zeke is such a, though that's like more on the masculine side.
Yeah.
What are the, like, okay, the names that, like American names that are given to both men and women? Leslie, Chris.
Ooh, this would be fun. And a nice fuck you. You know what, hate? Name yourself Reagan.
Dude, do
you
it.
You know how much he would, yeah, that would be the best button on his.
Yeah.
If there Ronald were like a million trans Reagans.
They're all, it's all literally Ronald Reagan or Christ. How about.
oh, that's funny.
Man, I think Zap.
Zap. I think Zap's my fave so far.
Okay.
With an exclamation point. Like, it's like Oliver. You put
three
it
exclamation
it's in there.
Points. Dude. Talking about how you your identity is you and you can do whatever you want, it turns out.
Yes.
It really is what's beautiful about all this. Like, you can be whatever specific thing, right? My friend Brian, I saw his signature on his rent check once. You know what it was? In block letters, he wrote his name in all caps with 10 exclamation points. And I was like, is that how you sign everything? He's like, yeah, that's my signature. I was like, oh, yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I usually consider myself a pretty free person, but even I didn't know. Oh, you really can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I thought I was doing whatever I want.
All right. Can you help name my coworkers and my dream business? What's up, folks? Keep talking, Dave. Caleb, do what you want. I don't know. Is there something I'm supposed to tell you yet? Sorry. My coworkers and I are getting laid off at the end of the month from our jobs as solar installers.
What?
Oh, no. Sorry, man. So we're thinking of starting our own company, but we need a name. I want to name it something after Ra, who is Horus of the Two Horizons, but Pizza Catholic, so that's out. It'd be Southern Colorado based, so maybe something about that. I don't know. Y'all are the experts. Thanks, Reed.
Is this also a solar business? You're starting their own
solar
company?
I guess it must be solar panel installers. And it can't be have anything to do with Egyptian lore, and I'm assuming that Reed doesn't want it to have anything to do with Catholic shit, but maybe Southern Colorado, solar, okay.
Well, you could name it a Georgia Power.
Yeah.
That's what we named it in my state.
Dude, that's so funny. You can name it Dave Caleb. okay. So what's in Southern Colorado? My parents live
Colorado
in
Springs.
Pueblo.
Pueblo.
Colorado
Pueblo.
Springs
Shout
is down there.
Shout out to Pueblo.
There.
I did a show there once. It was one of the best of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Where was the show you did?
I can't remember.
Damn.
But it was great.
I know the Pueblo comics. There's some good comics there, man.
Oh, man, I was drunk the whole time I was there.
I did an insane show at a bar called Phil's Radiator, and it was called that because it used to be a radiator shop called Phil's.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, let's name the company that.
Yeah. Phil's Radiator Solar Panels. okay. How about Jesus Christ Solar?
How about Halliburton Solar Panels?
Yeah, totally. God Solar. Dude, just call it Catholic Solar.
Catholic Solar?
Yeah. Black hole sun. How about that?
How about don't have sex? Solar.
Condoms are bad. Solar panels.
How about pull out panels?
Mother Teresa sun.
All right, Mother Teresa sun. I think we got a winner.
What else is in Southern Colorado? Desert. Idiots. There are a lot of idiots.
How
down
about
there.
North Texas?
Southern Colorado juts up against northern New Mexico, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, how about fuck New Mexico? Eat shit, New Mexico. This is the sun.
Eat shit. New Canada. Well, we have New Mexico, New Jersey.
I don't think we're helping. I think Zap was actually helpful
Zap is good.
Toward them. But,
How about
death by solar?
Death by
sunstroke.
Sunstroke.
Yeah.
Okay. How about okay, I know this is let me explain this. One of my favorite things in Denver, there's Sexy Pizza.
Yes.
Now, is that a good name? Yes.
Yes.
But also, it is a bad name.
Yes.
That's why it's a good name. You'll never forget the name of that place.
Right.
Sexy Solar.
Oh, man. Sexy Panels.
Sexy Panels. People will remember it. And it's not too edgy. It's not too... It's perfect. People go, I like Sexy Panels. So let's get a Sexy Panel. I think that's a good name.
Truck Nuts Panels.
Truck Nuts Panels.
Solar Nuts.
Damn.
Some of those are good.
I
feel like we got some good suggestions.
I think Sexy Panels is great. Sexy Solar.
Sexy Solar. Let's do it.
I want to come up with one, just one, that actually has something to do with Southern Colorado. Ooh. And the sun. I mean, you could literally just call it the Colorado Sun. And
Colorado Sun? I like that.
Yeah. The Chicago
Sun.
How about
the High Plains Comedy Festival Sun Panel?
The High Plains Comedy Festival.
How about Adam Caton Solar?
Jim Hickox Solar. Man, how about, okay, Southern Colorado's like halfway in between Albuquerque and Denver. How about between the sun?
Between the sun. Ooh.
Between the sun. Yeah.
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 It's in between the sun and you.
Yeah.
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 Between the sun. I like it.
And then your catchphrase could be, well, that's between you and the sun.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah,
any
yeah.
Complaints? And there's going to
be
complaints.
Oh, man. You know how, so there's a comedy club called Sanford and Sons.
Yeah, yeah.
How about Sanford and the Sun?
Sanford and the Sun.
Yes.
The Sun and Sons.
Sun and Sons.
Sun and Sons.
Sun and Sons.
There it is.
Yes.
Perfect.
Boom.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Named. Reed. Here's another one. What's up? That's a reference to my podcast with Hampton. I would always say my cat meows a lot, but she's a cat, so she's stupid. So I'm pretty sure she's just walking around going, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Oh, I love that.
I won't graduate for another year and a half, but one day I'd like to own my own private practice for speech pathology. Involves working with kids with speech and language disorders. Want to get a jump start on a business plan and would love for y'all to come up with a name for my future private practice. Thank you. Glad y'all are alive. Heart emoji, heart emoji, heart emoji. More heart emoji. More types of heart emojis.
I like
Taylor.
That.
Taylor, first of all, you rule. Thanks for
you
writing
do
us.
Rule.
A speech pathology private practice that works with kids with speech and language disorders.
How
man,
about
that's
talk
tough.
It up.
What did you say?
Talk it up.
You know what's funny is that's great. That's great, and we're not going to do better than that for one very specific reason. Kids who have difficulty with speech are a demographic I do not feel comfortable making fun of.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could call it get rid of your lisp, idiot.
Right. And, that's not gonna.
Yeah, like I would never.
Oh no.
Talk it up is great, man.
Talk it up.
Yeah. It's just so hard with kids because I'm not a kids guy. I don't. The things that enter my brain are like sex fucking. Call it sex fucking.
Can't do that.
Yeah.
No. Talk it up's fun.
Talk it up is good.
Yeah. I want to go to talk it up.
Kids and speech impediments, speech pathology. I had a speech impediment when I was a kid. I had to go to a speech pathologist for a while.
Oh, damn.
To learn how to say my L's correctly.
What were you saying?
I was saying my L's from the back of my throat instead of using my tongue,
oh.
Which is like a very light one. And luckily, my school just like had a speech pathologist. And it was the thing a lot of kids had, so we all did it together. So it wasn't like severe. But And it's funny. Since I had that, I hear it in other people. Mark Maron has it. He says L's like this, luh, instead of luh. You can hear it when you pay attention. Bradley Whitford from The West Wing and from Get Out has it, too. He says la instead of la.
Interesting. What do I say?
You do la. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I say most words wrong, though.
Sure. But that's different.
Right. I'm from Georgia.
Yeah.
Right. It was right there.
Okay. A speech a speech pathology practice for kids. Talk it up is so fun. With an exclamation point.
Yeah, talk it up.
How about talknasium? Talknasium works because mathnasium is not a pun. I hate the name mathnasium.
No, I don't like that. Don't like that.
How about pathnasium because of pathology?
How about Soundgarden?
Oh, my God. That's beautiful. Wow. You could also call your business Black Hole Sun. Spoon Man. There is no Spoon Man. That's yeah. not, that doesn't even mean anything.
No, I like all these.
Kids, I'm just trying to think of kids' stuff that has to do with talking.
Podcast Junior.
Yeah, podcast school.
I like podcast yeah. school. That's I what mean, we need to start doing. You know, like now Rush Limbaugh died, and everybody's like, he would always say these cocky things in the beginning. We should start saying that. Like, who's ready to go to podcast school?
That yeah, is what we should say. At
we got talent
every
on loan from the devil.
What's up, students? We're taking you to podcast school. Get ready for detention. Born in detention.
We'll start with a list of podcasts who had a shitty episode this week. Dude. All right, we got to talk about.
Dude, you got to name your first album "Born in Detention," and it's just a photo of you, like I don't know, in detention.
Born in detention.
It's just a baby. Into I don't know.
I want to have the only reason I want to be prolific is because I want 20 albums to name.
Totally. It's but fun to name albums.
I don't want
to
write the jokes. I just want the albums.
I think Soundgarden is
Soundgarden.
Beautiful.
Kindergarten, but sound. Fun little play on the band.
Yeah, and if you don't want to do that, Speech Garden, the word garden.
Talk it up's an option. You could always name it Dave and Caleb. If anyone would like to name anything Dave and Caleb.
Yeah, totally.
No matter what. If you want to name yourself Dave and Caleb.
Please do. If you want to name your not okay, I'll even raise you one. If you want to name yourself Dave Ross and you want me to stop, I'll do it. I'll do anything anyone says, anytime.
I also, that's me. That's me. I do whatever I'm told.
You've heard of American Sign Language, but have you heard of Caleb Signin Language? Oh, I'm just
go,
signing.
You've heard of Elf on the Shelf. What about Caleb Signin?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. You've heard of Elf on a Shelf, but have you heard of Signin on a... Nah.
On a
what rhymes with signin?
Hymen?
Signin on a hymen. Oh, my God. That's the funniest thing ever. You've heard of Elf on a Shelf, but have you heard of signing on a hymen?
You, I hope not.
I hope not, too.
You better not.
Man, Soundgarden.
Soundgarden. Give it a roll.
I want to think of something adorable for kids, like Gymboree, like those things.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Cars for Kids.
How about Baby Talk?
Baby Talk. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's baby Talk. Cars baby for Driver. Kids.
Baby Driver. There you go. But what's something that has to do with speech, like rolling your R's, a lisp, like, yeah, speech.
How about Lil Diction?
Oh, that's the one. Lil Diction. That's perfect. I definitely wanted to reference both genitalia and an Adam Sandler movie. That Lil Diction is so great. Oh, my God.
Yeah, give it a shot.
Man.
Let me know.
How about mouth stuff? Oh, God. I didn't I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, well.
Yeah, little, yeah.
Hey, look, we're trying to name things here. We're throwing out anything. There's no wrong answers.
Yeah. Kid lips. I'm sorry.
How about good talk?
Good talk. That's great. I think Lil Diction is hard to beat.
That's a good one.
Especially if you're opening it in like a fun place and like a place that's like a little kooky. Like if you're in like Oregon or Madison, Wisconsin, you could open Lil Diction.
Yeah, I think so.
If you're in Mobile, maybe go with good talk.
Right. If you're in Mobile, just call it the hospital. Don't tell them what you're up to in there. They probably won't like whatever it is.
The hospital. Mouth hospital.
mouth hospital.
Damn, we named three. I think that's great.
That was good.
That's some good shit, man.
And those are some of my favorite names.
I couldn't agree more, dude.
Yeah, man.
I think, well, fuck, dude. I think it's time to go to bed.
It is.
It's 1 p.m. The sun's out. I'm going to fall asleep face down in the dirt.
Me too. I do every podcast. I go take a dirt nap. Well, Caleb's dirt nap.
I sleep in a coffin once a week just to keep me humble.
Yeah, I just want to dip my toe into death so it's not a big shock when I'm in there all the time.
Yeah, I want to get ready. Yeah, totally. That's the only reason I sleep is I'm practicing for death.
Yeah, I sew half my lip shut every night just to feel it.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't.
Man, I'm Dave Ross.
I'm Caleb Sinan.
Thanks for listening to What's It Called. Again, if you want to name some stuff for you, us
we
to name
love
some stuff
it.
For you, we love it so
much. We literally love it.
What the hell is it called at gmail.com. He's at Dumb Caleb on Twitter, at Caleb Sinan on Instagram.
That's right.
I'm at David the Ross on everything. We both have other podcasts. And, you know, I got a Twitch show on Tuesdays with Kyle Ayers at 5 p.m. PST.
Nice.
Info on this shit is on our social media, is on our website. Do you have a website?
Yeah. CalebSinan.com.
DaveToTheRoss.com. Great.
Yeah.
Fastest plugs in the
Unbelievable.
West.
Unbelievable.
We love you so much.
We love you.
Honestly, this is the best show ever, and I'm so, you know, it's still really fun doing it remotely, but damn, doing this in the park rules.
It's so much fun. It's
so
just
much
nothing
better.
Like it. This was so fun, man.
So fun. Yeah, hell yeah.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
All right. Zap!
What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? Well, it doesn't even